Boise State University President Bob Custra delivered his annual State of the University address yesterday. In it, Custra discussed the need for institutions like his to better prepare students for the marketplace. The president cited projections that show America's colleges and universities will produce millions more degreed students this decade than the market will produce jobs that actually require a college degree. After his address, we spoke with the Boise State president and asked Custra why he thinks such a discrepancy exists.
Some of it, I think, is left over from the recession. There's no question about that. But let's face it, this is 2014. The recession was 2008 to 10 or 12, whatever you want to call it. By now, you'd think there'd be more recovery. The fact of the matter is there's something going on in the economy where it just didn't come back the way it was expected to. I'm sure there are plenty of other factors, but no question we are educating more people for degrees than you can really find out there in the real world.
You said in your address that higher education cannot go on teaching as it has in the past, in part because of this discrepancy. Why is that old model now outdated?
Well, I think the workplace and the marketplace has changed so dramatically. I think there was a time when the silos in which we taught, the majors, which we're all familiar with from our own days in college and university, they all seem to work pretty well when you move those into the real world, the economy that you are going to be working in. In today's world, we have such a complex, multidisciplinary world where when someone goes to work as, say, in computer science, you might not be on the job 3 days and all of a sudden you're going to have a management problem thrown at you or a finance issue thrown at you. So it requires colleges and universities to find new ways of organizing their faculty beyond the faculty's specialty or discipline, creating teams of faculty that we call transdisciplinary now at Boise State that can really come up with new degrees that are better suited for the world in which they're going to be working for the rest of their lives.
And in your address, you announced the creation of the College of Innovation and Design. For those who did not get a chance to hear your address and your explanation, take a moment here to describe what will consist of.
And that College of Innovation and Design is specifically an academic hub for faculty to gather and create new degrees. New and different degrees from the ones that almost anybody listening can think of in their academic past. These degrees will draw upon a number of different disciplines. Think of Leonardo da Vinci. He's the perfect example of the guy who was an artist one day, a scientist the next, and an architect the day after that. Well, I believe that our students have to be prepared in that fashion. They have to be nimble. They have to be flexible. They have to be well-grounded, not simply in a major where they're taking all their courses in math, or they're going to take all their courses in English or literature, whatever it might be. We're going to have to mix it up a bit.
There's going to be a lot of people who hear this interview who don't have a relationship directly with Boise State University. Why should they pay attention to this news?
Well, if they live here anywhere in the valley, I hope they recognize that we do everything we can to serve the needs of this valley, to serve the economy of the valley, the regional economy of the valley, and the communities within the valley. So what we're really trying to do here is help our students get better positioned and help this valley get better positioned for companies who would like to move here but aren't quite sure we have the labor market. As a matter of fact, I happen to know of one company right now that is considering moving to Boise. The one concern they have is the labor market. Does this community, not quite as large as the other big city they're considering, have the depth of a labor market that they can depend on year after year after year? And I hope that a company like that will take a look at what we're doing today and see that we are indeed ready to change significantly the way we educate students here at Boise State and deliver the kinds of graduates they need. Doesn't mean, of course, that we're not going to continue graduating accountants and we'll still graduate nurses, and we're going to do all the things we've done before. But on top of that, we're going to layer it with some of these new and exciting opportunities for students.
Boise State University President Bob Custra, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
During his address, Kustra also announced yesterday that Boise State has won a $10 million grant to help create a center for biomedical research. It's the largest grant in the university's history. KBSX is scheduled to air the president's speech tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.